The Messenger of Allah in a very beautiful hadith says, "Kun ala umrika ashuha minka ala dirhamik wa dinarik." Be more stingier with your time than with your dollars and your cents, or with your pounds and your pennies. Basically, when something comes up in our lives, we have to be very careful where we spend our time. It should be that my time is so, I'm so generous with my time that it goes into random things, it goes into things that are really pointless and useless for anybody. We should be careful that our nafs or our primary desires shouldn't take us to things that are not very useful for us, that don't have any place for us in our success. Yes, leisure is very important. Yes, relaxation and sports and socializing and going out with your friends and checking my phone and doing all these things is very important. But the key is not in not doing these things. The key is planning them. Planning them in a way that they become part of a timetable, they're structured, they're not repetitive, they are part of my journey in an organized fashion. When we count them as that, they don't count as timetable. They don't count as time wasters. Then you realize that once you've timetabled them, you can do so much. Checking the news really takes 15 minutes, 10 minutes. Okay, if you want to analyze the news very carefully, you want to check different sources, and you're an expert in news checking, half an hour. However, if we're experts in time wasters, we check news every 10 minutes. And just repeating the same information doesn't give us anything new. Similar with Facebook, similar with Instagram, similar with the different videos we watch, the same videos that we watch, if we timetable them like from 9 o'clock till 9:15 or 9 o'clock till 9:45, I'll be going on my phone and checking all my messages and going to Facebook and Instagram, and then that's a timetabled activity that is not counted as time waster. But if it's spread out throughout the day randomly, then it really has a detrimental effect on my timetable. It has a detrimental effect on my time management. And it's true that these are very, very small things. I mean, 5 minutes here and there. However, when you add them up, they add up to a lot. There's a very beautiful story about this beggar who comes to a nut shop. So you can imagine a big shop who has piles and piles of these different types of nuts, whether it's cashew nuts or pistachios or all the different types of nuts. And this beggar says, "Look, you've got a massive, huge bag of pistas over here. Do you mind if I take one?" And the shopkeeper says, "If you take one, it won't make much difference, right? I mean, one in this big pile of pistas won't take too much." So the beggar takes one pista, opens it, eats it, throws the rubbish in the bin. After 10 seconds, he says to the guy, "Do you mind if I take one more pista? One more pista won't make too much of a difference, will it?" And he picks up, and the shopkeeper says, "Yeah, I guess one more pista won't make too much of a difference." So he picks up one more pista, opens it, eats it, throws the rubbish in the bin. And this thing repeats itself 5-6 times. And at the end, the shopkeeper tells him, "Look, you're taking away all my product. You're taking all my capital over here. I know you're doing this one pista at a time, but at the end of the day, if you look at the bin, it's become quite full now because of all the rubbish that you've thrown in." Sometimes these small acts that don't have any value by themselves, it's a 5-minute check in my Facebook, but when you add them up throughout the day, they count to a lot. And we have to be very careful.